Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started. You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. Live in Los Angeles, it's the Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. So I've been on fire with my college picks. I got 3 out of 3 last week. 3 out of 3 2 weeks ago. My college picks are 8 of 9. I love my college picks this week, and I do that on my little old podcast, right? So my college picks have been on fire this year. NFL, not great.
It's been a kind of crazy few weeks, though, and we've started to see these extreme college-like lines.
It's been weird.
That's
my worst year ever. I have no problem, but
there's plenty of time left.
I went 3-2 2 weeks ago, 2-3 last week. I cannot explain Arizona, San Francisco. I'm not going to try to explain what I saw, but I love my picks, and I think we're going to have an underdog weekend. I think this is the time of the year where these underdog teams, this is your last shot. You're 3-5, you go 3-6, it's over. Like, this is not one of my blazing five picks, but the Niners getting points against the Rams on Monday night, like, that's the season. That's the game. That's it. It's not it for the Rams. So, like, you get into these situations last week, and you're seeing it like Miami last night. That's the season. Baltimore can lose that game. Miami can't. So here we go. All odds provided by Fox Bet Sportsbook.
That's a hot one. Let's blaze it up.
Fire it up.
It's Collins Blazing Fox. Falcons versus Cowboys.
Only favorite I like this weekend is the Cowboys. What's my rule? You're a good team. You get embarrassed at home. Dallas is going to be in an angry mood. I don't care that Dak was bad last week. He's been great all year. Michael Gallup comes back at receiver. He's had 100-plus passer rating in 4 of his last 5 starts. The Falcons, by the way, have not won back-to-back games all season. And even since their bye, and when they've won, they've been outgained. Atlanta's got a bad O-line. And even last week in the loss, Dallas got excellent pressure at various times on Bridgewater. This Falcons defense is bad. The Cowboys were embarrassed. This is the only favorite I like this weekend. Cowboys win 33-23, and it may not feel that close.
Browns versus Patriots.
One of my favorite bets of the year. I love Cleveland. Absolutely love them. So we told you before the season, we said Cleveland's defense is going to be good, but give it to week 8. It's not going to be great in September. Well, what do you know? Cleveland's defense now in the last couple of weeks, all these new pieces, has been great. Held 3 straight games, holding people under 20 points. Now, there's going to be pressure. Both quarterbacks will face pressure. But Baker's been great under pressure this year because when he does face pressure, he's got a running game. He's got good tight ends and outlets. In fact, Baker against pressure this year is best in the league. Will Mac Jones be good under pressure? I don't think he will. He's completed less than 20 passes in 3 of his 4 last starts. And New England's wins this year have all come against first or second year quarterbacks. Sam Darnold, Zach Wilson twice, David Mills, Justin Herbert. It's a totally different ballgame here. I get the better roster. I get points. I get a quarterback that's better under pressure. Cleveland 27, New England 20. One of my favorite games of the year.
Lions versus Steelers.
Upset, baby. I'm taking the Lions to beat the Steelers. They're getting 8 points. You're going to give this Pittsburgh offense, you're going to give 8 points to anybody? So the Lions are off a bye. Half of their losses this year have come by 9 or fewer. They had Baltimore beat. The Steelers haven't beaten an opponent, not one, by more than 8 all year. Their offense is a mess. You know it, I know it, and they have good weapons. Roethlisberger's averaging 6.5 yards per attempt. It's the lowest in the league by a quarterback with a winning record. Let's just be honest here. Pittsburgh may win the game. I'm going to have fun and call it an upset. You cannot give Detroit 8 points against Pittsburgh's. I'm not giving against the Jags. Jags just beat the Bills. I'm going to call for an upset. Detroit beats Pittsburgh 24-23.
Saints versus Titans.
Another game I love. I'm going to take the Saints plus the points. the Titans are really a good team, but now they're wildly overvalued because they beat the Rams, and everybody's, oh, this team's the best in the league. The Saints don't beat themselves, okay? They, first of all, they've already got two wins. They beat the Packers soundly, and they beat the Bucs. So we know the Saints' defense can disrupt Aaron Rodgers and Brady. You don't think it can disrupt Tannehill? Tannehill's been sacked 27 times. The only quarterback in the league sacked more than Tannehill is Justin Fields of Chicago. And now that Derrick Henry's gone, they're going to become more reliant on Ryan Tannehill and a line that doesn't protect him. And the other thing is, it's not like their offense was great last week against the Rams. They got two pick sixes and moved the ball particularly well. They only ran the ball for 69 yards. And the Saints defense is good. Nine straight games without allowing 30 plus. I think Tennessee's overvalued. New Orleans defense, this again, it's a team fighting for a wild card. I'm going to have the Saints win 27-26.
Vikings versus Chargers.
Again, because the Chargers are so fun with Justin Herbert, I bet against them a lot this year. They're a little overvalued. Minnesota loses by one possession every week. By seven of their eight games for Minnesota have been decided by one possession this year. They've never lost a game by more than a touchdown. They've scored 30-plus points in four games this year. Only the Bills and Cardinals have more 30-point games. Kirk Cousins is odd. Prime time, he's terrible. On the road this year, he's like Brett Favre. 10 touchdowns, no picks. And the Chargers defense, let's be honest about this. You can run on him. It's the worst rushing defense in the league. And so what I see is a team that has these offensive outbursts in Minnesota. So this is a team that, again, they're in every game down to the end. Had Baltimore beaten. Had the Ravens beat. Bottom line here, 27-26, Minnesota. And for the record, it's not a real road game. Half that stadium's going to be purple. I'm going to take the Vikings with the upset. How about that? I'm picking against my L.A. team, my favorite quarterback. I'm picking Baker Mayfield. It is a underdog weekend. I like the Cowboys to cover, bounce back off a horribly embarrassing performance. I still think they're a really good football team. And what will be interesting in that game, then a bunch of dogs, Browns. I can't believe Cleveland's getting points. Browns, Lions, Saints, Vikings. And home favorites this year have been bad against the spread, like 41 or 42%. So don't sell your Cowboy stock. Don't sell your Buffalo Bills stock. Don't sell your Rams stock. You know, I would say don't even sell your Ravens stock. Just stuff happens. It's hard. LeSean McCoy, two-time Super Bowl champ, multiple-time Pro Bowler, over a decade in the NFL, is now joining us live. So, you know, it's interesting. I want you to think about this for a second. So you could certainly make the argument that if OBJ had gone to, say, New Orleans, he'd be more of a centerpiece. Or New England. They don't have anybody that runs like that. And then he goes to the Rams, and you're like, well, they got a bunch of guys. They got Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods. They got good tight ends. They got Van Jefferson. Why do you think he chose the Rams?
I think the biggest reason is just he'll fit in. I think he's coming to a new place, right, late in the season. He's only asked to do a certain role. I think when they signed him, they probably had that talk. Like, hey, you're coming to a team that's already favorite, right? With the defense we want, we have the quarterback that we want. Now we're adding a different piece, and that's you. I think with Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods, guys are selfless guys who don't mind sharing the workload, don't mind sharing the reps. I think he'll fit in. I think he's with a veteran team that want to win. I think it starts with the coach. The coach is big on putting all his chips up and going all the way in to win this year. So I like the move. I'm happy to see OBJ with a quarterback like Stafford. He was with Baker, who's okay. He's a good game manager. They run the ball a lot. And he had a decline in Eli. So now he has a superstar quarterback with a lot of great role players on defense and some superstars on defense. Tad tied that up with some guys on offense. So I like the move. I really do.
By the way, OBJ, we've said this before. Some guys run hot. T.O. ran a little hot. There have been wide receivers that run a little hot. They're emotional. Dez ran a little hot. OBJ at times, and I'm not here to be a psychologist. I don't know why, but some guys want the ball. You know, Larry Fitzgerald doesn't run hot. Julio Jones, he doesn't run hot. Some guys do. Would you worry at all about, you know, OBJ back-to-back games gets one target, and he's like, hello, I'm over here. Do you worry about that?
I don't worry about that because I give him some credit, though. Lately, you haven't seen the Beckham yell at himself on the camera or kicking the little goalpost he had in New York. even in Cleveland. Like, I didn't see much of that. I seen his dad post something, but that wasn't him. You know, sometimes our parents can get carried away. So I think he'll be fine over there. I really do. I think he's controlling himself. He's a little mature now, and I mean, it's not his favorite. Like, he has to go there and prove himself to continue to, you know, be in this league and be a big name.
So it's interesting. You know Mahomes, and he is struggling. And, you know, I was saying this, right. You know, we forget, you know, because we live in this, with social media, if you're great, you're the greatest ever. If you're bad, you're terrible. Right. There's no nuance to anything. And so now Mahomes, he's lost. And I would argue Marino and Favre and Aaron, Peyton Manning had a bad year four. Like, it's, this stuff is hard. Right. But Mahomes has said, you know, I'm not right. Do you see an easy way to solve it? What jumps out to you?
When I watch that offense, I'm not used to seeing what I'm seeing. You know, like small things. Him and Kelce, I'm used to that connection. When anything is bad or things are struggling, him and Kelce, they really play well together. Small things like he may run a route and he stops, knowing that Mahomes is thinking the same thing. Stop, get it there, completion. They're not doing the small things. I'm used to on the first drive, second drive, moving the ball at a fast pace. But my thing with Patrick Mahomes is, let's not freak out, right? Yes, he's struggling. It's no secret about it, but he is Patrick Mahomes. If any franchise wanted to start their franchise with a player, probably 32 teams would take Patrick Mahomes. So it's just a matter of just figuring it out. I think the defense played a lot better the last two weeks, right? The offense, they're not clicking. Like, the small little turnovers, I'm not used to seeing that. The good thing is they have Coach Reed. He's going to do a great job of trying to find that way to get him going. But he's human. He can have a mistake. Patrick Mahomes is human, man. And hopefully they figure it out. The scary part, if they do figure it out, it's back to the old for the NFL that, you know, they're going to be a favorite team. So they just got to find a way, man, to get it together because they are struggling.
You know, it's interesting. We have the Tua situation. When you look at it, I said this when I watched Jordan Love for the Packers. I said, he's been there 18 months, and I watched their game plan. It was like they didn't trust him. It's like when I watched Bears and Matt Nagy, they're like, hey, throw it. Go to the pocket. Like, you can tell that coaching staff knows Justin Fields is great. They're every weekend, they give him a little more in the pocket and a little more in the pocket, and he's delivering. So you know the Bears – They're seeing it practice every week. He's making guys miss on the perimeter. He's making throws. I can tell he's good at practice. I can tell the coaches buy Justin Fields. Jordan Love, I'm like, I don't know. What do you see with Tua in Miami?
I'm not impressed. About the small things, like if this kid's supposed to be the future, right, and we always say he's our quarterback, even though we whisper and have rumors that Deshaun Watson might come to Miami, just forget about that. So let's focus on last night's game. Your starting quarterback is healthy enough to back up the backup. Like, one more time. Your starting quarterback is healthy enough to back up the backup. That right there lets you know, like, it's like a relationship that, like, you got to reassure yourself. Like, are we together? Are we? Are we not? I don't think they're not big on him. I know he elected him to play later in the game, due to injury. But I just don't see it. I watched that game. They look poor on offense, right? The big plays they had is from a miscommunication from the other team, from the defense. I don't believe in it. I don't think he has enough, and I don't think the team believes in him. So I'm curious to see how that ends over there in Miami.
You know, LaShawn, when I do this show, one of the things I always think of is, you know, the media often believes something, but that doesn't mean a locker room does. Locker room is alpha males, confident guys in their 20s. A lot of times media are in their 40s and 50s. We've never been athletes. And so regardless that I didn't like that Aaron Rodgers didn't get vaccinated, whatever. That's not my issue right now. What I'm saying is in the locker room is where it really matters. Like that, if the players are like, bro, we know it. It's okay. It's good. Let's just go play Sunday. So when the Aaron Rodgers misses a game and they lose a game and they're not a number one seed, just from an athlete's perspective, forget the media, because the media all crushed Aaron. Forget us. We're not in the locker room.
Right.
What do you think Packer players thought of that? Do you think it bothered them at all?
I think initially they were probably hurt. They lose a game. Because he wasn't playing, you know, but I think overall they don't care about that. At least I wouldn't. You know, I play with some pretty good quarterbacks, and long as they have each other, they know that if they have Aaron back there, he goes out. If he plays this week or next week, he goes out and have a great game, right? They get that confidence back. I think all the players, from what I read, what they say, even before this, right, because he had different issues, the GM and et cetera,
yeah,
they all support Aaron Rodgers. And that lets you know that they believe in him. And they know that he's in that locker room, on the road or not, one seat or not, they have his back. And I look for them guys to rally behind Aaron once he gets together. And my thing with Aaron Rodgers is this, like, he is who he is. Like, Aaron's not going to say sorry for things he do. He's not that type of player. But he's a great player. And when you're a great player like he is, you get away with things, right? And maybe other teammates, right, they look at him as a leader. And they may look over these type of things because they know that in the long run, he's going to get us where we need to be at. And that's the championships, that's the playoffs, and et cetera. They have no better way to win without him, which is obvious from when we see with Jordan Love. So they need Aaron, and they got Aaron's back. So I think they'll do well. I think they'll put this past them, and they'll move on.
Yeah. By the way, this league's crazy. Jacksonville just beat Buffalo. Miami just hammered Baltimore. Rams got crushed at home. If I said right now, all your years in the league, this is kind of the turning point, week 8 or 9. All right, what team would you hang your hat on January, February? Who's your team right now in the NFL? If you had to, your life savings, your 401k, all chips in the middle.
Wow.
Who's your team today? Who's your team?
All right, so you asked me to put all my chips on the table like Sean McVay. Okay, it's all in, right? Two teams. I'm going to go AFC. I'm going to go with the Bills. I think the Bills have the both sides, right? Coach McDermott teaches offense, right, to play hard, play physical. You know, in the playoffs, they're going to run the ball. Josh Allen's going to be Josh Allen no matter what happened last game, right? And then the defense. They got a playoff championship defense over there. You need them type of two teams, right? It's like it's balanced enough. And then I'm gonna go with the Bucks. I think Tom Brady around this time, November, December, he's Tom Brady. There's nobody better than him at that. They had a bye week, and I watched last year when we were together how they made so many different adjustments.
Yeah.
You know, things that we didn't do well, right? He did well, right? Okay, let's change this, let's change that. He prepared the team. I think him and BA collectively did a great job together of putting the team in a better situation to win. And you look at their defense, right? They get all their guys back. Their secondary is all hurt. So you get Jamal Dean back, you get Davis back, you get Sean Bunting back, and you get Richard Sherman back. So you get 3 to 4 guys back in a secondary, right, already with a team that you can't run the ball on them. So I really see them going far in the playoffs and potentially win another Super Bowl. I mean, you have Tom Brady. What else you need?
Well, Sean, it's always great seeing you. You have a good weekend, my man. Thanks for coming on the show.
All right, thank you, and I hope your picks are wrong. I'm seeing other teams.
All right. LeSean McCoy. Also, Josh Norman stops by our show today. You know, it is funny, and I do think about this. Like, in the end, if Aaron's got the locker room, he's fine. I don't matter in the end. That doesn't mean I don't have a right to an opinion. If he opines, it makes news. I'm going to talk about, you know, there's Brady, Rodgers, Mahomes, about 3 guys in this league that are just, you see them on commercials. If you turn your TV on and when they go to a commercial, a quarterback's on all the time, like Baker, that's why we put him on the show. All right. OBJ, by the way, was trending yesterday as a number 3 receiver for the Rams, maybe a number 4. There's reasons we put people on shows. People are fascinated by them. So there you go.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Tomorrow, Big 12 contenders square off in the Big Noon Saturday game of the week as 8th-ranked Oklahoma faces off with number 13 Baylor. It all starts with the Big Noon kickoff crew live from Waco at 10 a.m. Eastern, all part of Big Noon Saturday on Fox and the Fox Sports app.
So Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, and Patrick Mahomes, a subtle reminder, we're all bad this week. As I've talked about Lamar Jackson, you know, he's different. He's the knuckleball pitcher. He's the streaky shooter in the NBA. When the streaky shooter in the NBA is off, he looks like a bad player and a selfish player. So just for fun this morning, this is what we do. We went and looked at Lamar Jackson. That was his 46th career start. Bad offensive line. He looked terrible. Just for fun. I said, go get me Peyton Manning's 45th start. And so we went and found Peyton Manning's 45th start. He was awful. 2 TDs, 2 picks, passer rating at 70, completion percentage 53%. He lost double digits to the Jets. He was terrible. I said, okay, that could be random. Let's go find a Dan Marino. Give me Dan Marino. He's the greatest natural talent of all time. His 45th start. Oh, good hell. A touchdown, 4 picks. He got crushed by the Niners. A passer rating of 49, 58 completion percentage. This is with Don Shula, one of the great coaches ever. All right, this is all just, again, this is almost mythical. It's nonsense. You took two random. Let's go do Favre, his 45th career start. Oh, he was awful. Two TDs, three picks. 57% completion percentage. Passer rating in the 60s. Yeah. These are legends. Favre, Marino, Peyton Manning. I'm not saying Lamar Jackson is that, but he is so different. When he is bad, it looks like he'll never complete another pass. This weekend, Josh Allen, Mahomes, and Lamar were all mostly awful. Joy Taylor with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, Odell is now a member of the Rams.
Oh, my God. It's just welcome into our amazing city.
The rich get richer. This is how you have to move in L.A. The pressure is on. You have to be fast. You got to be aggressive. And he is joining an already crowded wide receiving core with Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, and Van Jefferson. But Matthew Stafford is not worried about how Odell is going to fit in with the team.
And nothing really surprises me anymore, to tell you the truth. I know that, this is an enticing city to play in. This is an enticing organization to come play for. It's one of those things where everybody on our team carves out their role. They do a great job of figuring out what that role is going to be, and going out there and proving it, both on the practice field and in games and getting those opportunities. I know he'll do the same. There's a lot of time between now and that, and we just got to make sure that, we're on the same page, go out there and play ball.
By the way, Tampa and Dallas also have really crowded wide receiver rooms, and they're really both two of the seven teams that can win a Super Bowl. Yes, it is a crowded wide receiver room. Actually, so was Kansas City's 2 or 3 years ago. In fact, the knock is they need Sammy Watkins back.
Right.
The crowded wide receiver room, if you look at the Rams' depth beyond Van and Robert and Cooper, it's kids. It's undrafted rookies. So the Rams do not have wide receiver depth. Their frontline guys now are fantastic. They got nothing behind them, and there's no way the next 8 weeks somebody's not going to miss a start.
Right, and we have an extra start to play this year in the 17-game season. So Odell signed a one-year deal worth up to $4.25 million. The Rams wide receivers have combined for 236 targets, 157 receptions, 2,259 receiving yards, and 18 receiving touchdowns this season. They lead the NFL in each of those categories. And Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods have combined for 172 targets this season. That's 54% of the Rams' total targets. Now, Van Jefferson is having a nice little season as well.
Yeah.
Outside of Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods, he has 27 catches for 433 yards and 3 touchdowns. I'm with you. The rich get richer. It's Odell. It's a great place for him to play. He's going to be happy here in L.A. This is a place where he spends a lot of time. Matthew Stafford is obviously a big talent. We think he is a bigger talent than Baker. Sean McVay has a career creative system.
Yeah.
I think this will work. And again, it's temporary anyway.
Yeah, Cleveland runs through their run game in their own line. The Rams throw the ball at 62% clip. So this is a passing offense now with Stafford. Browns are a different sensibility. They're a running offense. I mean, last week, people were lauding Baker for his performance. He completed 14 throws. So Cleveland, this doesn't work. The Rams are a passing offense, very creative, with a big-time quarterback. They have no problem throwing it 36 times a game and completing 29. So it's just a different team and a different way to play offensive football.
Now, I do think this does put a little more pressure on Odell.
Well, Matt Stafford, get him the ball. I don't think it's just Odell. Hey, Matt, get him the ball.
Well, if Matt's getting Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods the ball and they're catching it and putting up numbers, I don't know that it's on Matthew Stafford. If things don't go well for Odell here, and I anticipate that they will, but I'm just saying, if he had gone to, say, Green Bay, there's a lot of noise there. It's been a little interesting. Right. We know what kind of Aaron Rodgers, his personality.
Because most of the personalities work in L.A., so this needs to work.
I think it does need to work.
Yeah.
I think this is a place, even if he would have gone to Kansas City. Kansas City is struggling this year. Patrick Mahomes is struggling this year. There's no more excuses for anything now here in L.A. with Odell.
Now,
I think it will work, and I can't wait to see it.
Do you think, is he going to play the...
I don't know if he is going to play this weekend. I don't know if he's there or not yet, or if he's going to have been in town long enough to be able to play this weekend. Yeah. He just landed.
Okay. He just landed, so he probably won't play.
Yeah, so likely not. But all
right. Thank you, Alex. Alex works for Delta Airlines on the side.
We're tracking him.
Follows private aviation when he's producing the show.
Did you learn that from Instagram? Seems like probably a pretty reliable source for that. Yeah, so I think next week we'll get to see him. And I think it's a great spot.
Yeah.
I like it. I just think that now the pressure is on just a little bit more for Odell here in L.A. Yeah. So Cam Newton is back with Carolina, signing a one-year deal with the team. And Matt Rhule is excited to have Cam in the building and reunited with his former team.
I know that he's a competitor, and I know, besides his talent, I know that he's a competitor, I know that he's tough, I know that he's everything that I believe in and talk about. He loves Charlotte, he loves the Carolina Panthers, and he made that very clear to me, so this is a fitting story. You know, at the end of the day, you know, when I talked to Cam, he told me he's healthy and feels great, is as healthy as he's been, so a healthy Cam Newton's a special player, so yeah. We'll just take it day by day.
He is right about that. Cam was released on August 31st, so that's 10 weeks ago, so we know he's been working out. But he's also been able to rest. So he's going to come in fresh, and we know what he's capable of. It's a place that he feels comfortable in. Obviously, he spent a lot of time there. I do think it's kind of funny. Like, they let him go, and now they're in a situation where they need a quarterback, and now he's back. Like, this is why. Like, you never know how situations are going to play out. Yes, is Cam wanting to be in the league? And yeah. I thought that he would get another opportunity this year. It's just ironic that it's the Panthers. I did not think that was going to be an option, no matter how bad it got there.
I was talking to somebody close to UCLA football, and they were saying, you know, with recruits these days, if it's down to you and somebody else and they choose Michigan, just wish them well. Because with the transfer portal, they may come right back. And so, like, in recruiting in college football, it used to be if you go down to the last day and he chooses somebody else and your dog cussing
like
the kid.
Bitter, yeah.
It's like, no. Just be nice. We still love you. The transfer portal's crazy now. There's 100 players in it constantly. So it's like, you know what, man? Don't burn bridges. Don't get bitter. There's battles. There's wars. There's sometimes you don't win every little battle.
You don't. And sometimes things just need to come to an end.
That's right.
And sometimes it's just temporary. Everything. Now, listen, there are situations that gets a little hostile. We'll talk about that in a second. But yes, I'm actually very excited to see how this works, because the Panthers are still absolutely in it. They can go on a run. Right. They have some rough games coming up, but
he's
exciting.
Interesting.
It's interesting. The fan base knows him and loves him. Okay. I think it's a great move for the
Baker's
Panthers.
Baker's interesting. Aaron Rodgers is interesting. Cam's interesting. Like, that does matter.
And he's better than what they have right now.
Mac Jones is showing a lot of efficiency. Justin Fields is more interesting. Watching Justin Fields is like, oh, okay, that is interesting. Watching Mac Jones is not fascinating. It's like, here's a system. We don't throw it deep. That's not an interesting quarterback.
But even still, I think it's interesting that the Patriots are getting back on track again after last year.
The story's interesting.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So, Ben Simmons has not played a game for the 76ers this season. He's reportedly told the team he is not mentally ready to play. And according to his agent, Rich Paul, Simmons believes the Sixers are making his mental health issues worse due to the way that they've handled the situation. Paul told The Athletic, "I truly believe the fines, the targeting, the negative publicity shine on the issue. That's very unnecessary and has furthered the mental health issues for Ben. Either you help Ben or come out and say he's lying. Which one is it? This is no longer about a trade. This is finding a place where we can help Ben get back to his mental strength and get back on the floor. He's not there yet." A 76ers spokesperson denied the claim, telling Shams Charania that the organization is absolutely not trying to force Simmons into playing, and that they've been fully cooperative by providing resources for him. This is becoming very, very messy, very quickly.
Very public.
Well, when you're talking about mental health situations, obviously it's a very sensitive subject. It's a topic that we have been discussing in sports more at length. But at the end of the day, your mental health is still a part of your physical health. Like,
sure.
If you are mentally not there, then you physically can't perform.
Right.
But if you are a part of a team and an organization that needs you to be out there, if you're not going to be traded and you're not trying to not play, like you're saying you can't play because you're not mentally there, that is still a part of your physical ability to be out there. So the team does have a right to know what it is you're doing to progress through to get mentally ready to be physically available. So I don't think that the Sixers are putting out any kind of negativity at all. In fact, I think they've been extremely accommodating at this point.
Yeah.
Once the mental health situation conversation came up, I feel like everything has just kind of stopped. Like, all right, well, there's been trade talk, which is what started this entire thing to begin with. You want to be traded.
Right.
So why wouldn't there be trade talk? I don't feel like there's been any negativity coming from the Sixers as an organization. Now, listen, earlier in the year, of course, it was a mess.
Right.
But the past couple of weeks, we've just been like, okay, Ben Simmons is getting mentally ready to play. And in the meantime, they are looking for a trade partner that's going to make it all work. He requested a trade in August. He didn't report to training camp. The team withheld money, which they have to do.
Yeah.
If he doesn't show up, then he came. Then the next week he got kicked out of practice and suspended. And then he skipped the individual workout day after the season opener, saying he had back tightness and he wasn't mentally ready to play. And then since then, we've just been moving forward, either receiving information that they aren't getting updates from him, and now we have the statement from Rich Paul. But I don't believe this is on the Sixers. Also, the Sixers, that they are a team. It's not just about Ben Simmons. They're trying to put together a winning year, and they have this hanging over them as well as the rest of the team that are trying to figure out what's going on with I'm sure someone who is their friend that they care about as well. So it's just a really messy situation.
Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
With Marcus by Goldman Sachs, get a personal loan with a fixed rate and no fees ever. Marcus.com, no fee personal loans. J-Mac, NFL picks next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Faherty, founded by twin brothers, family business, best-looking clothes backed by a lifetime guarantee of quality, 20% off with the code HERD, FahertyBrand.com/HERD, FahertyBrand.com/HERD. Bring him on usually end of the show this week. He's a busy guy at Undisputed. We want to get him out of town and have some fun with his fam. So we have six NFL games. It's called Tomorrow's Headlines Today. He's the former newspaper guy. He used to do these headlines. So here we go. Tomorrow's Headlines Today with Jason McIntyre. Bills, Jets, what do you got?
Well, we
got
to start with my Jets, Colin. Of course, huge game for the Jets. They named Mike White the starting quarterback. Yep. The headline will be, Jets don't have the white stuff. I like the Buffalo Bills as big double-digit favorites here. Colin, the New York media is trying to make this a controversy.
Right.
Oh, it's over Zach Wilson. No. The Bills have the number one pressure rate in the NFL.
Yep.
They knocked Tua out. Joy remembers that a few weeks back. And they're going to kill whoever the Jets quarterback is. So why would you put Zach Wilson out there on a bum leg? And also, Buffalo is going to be looking for revenge after last week's stinker against Jacksonville. I like the Bills here. And this isn't bad news for my Jets. They get a higher draft pick in the draft.
Mr. Optimist.
Always looking
glass half full, McIntyre. Tomorrow's headlines today. Falcons at the Dallas. I love the Cowboys here.
We are in lockstep on this one. The headline will be Dak flips Atlanta, the dirty bird. I like the Cowboys. Now, I will say there is some concern, Colin. It sounds like Randy Gregory, basically the only pass rusher for Dallas, is going on the IR. Not ideal because they have nobody else on the defensive line with Lawrence out. And Tyron Smith didn't practice middle of the week. We saw how bad the offensive line looked against Denver. I mean, they had a traffic cone, the kid Steele out there at left tackle, and Dak was under pressure and really struggled. I don't buy Atlanta. And Colin, one of the best trends in the NFL this season, I know we're not trend betters. I talked about it on my podcast. Teams that did not cover the week prior against teams that did cover, Dallas did not cover, Denver did. Atlanta did 73% against the spread. So this is a Dallas bounce back spot. Atlanta with the big win over New Orleans. I like Dak. Probably around 38-20, and he gets back in the MVP discussion, which is real.
Yeah, by the way, Atlanta gets outgained even when they win.
They've won three games at the buzzer. This, like, come on.
They're not outgained in many of them. All right, tomorrow's headlines today, Saints at the Titans.
You know, Colin, it's one of those weird weeks where we kind of like a lot of games together. Historically, that's been great. The headline will be Saints play Nash Villains. New Orleans, probably without Alvin Kamara, go to Tennessee and knock off the Titans. Now, everybody who watches this show every week, Titans fans are always in my mentions. Jason, you never pick us. Keep picking against us. You're always wrong. I'm going against the Titans again, Colin. I really do think they are overvalued. I know they're the number one seed in the AFC, and they all came off a four-game run, amazing run, against AFC teams. Now they step into the favorite role. Sean Payton, 26-10 against the spread as an underdog on the road in those last 36 games. I got to go with New Orleans here. Trevor Siemian, probably a lot of Taysom Hill, and I think the Saints defense leads him to victory.
By the way, the Titans defense swallowed up the Rams. It didn't move the ball much.
They had 200 yards of offense.
Yeah, like, so you got the Derrick Henry thing, we're not talking about it. They couldn't move the ball against the Rams. They had two pick sixes.
Yeah.
So everybody's like, oh, they have offensive issues.
If you want to get exotic, Colin, under 21.5 first half bet. There's not going to be a lot of scoring in this one.
Tomorrow's headlines today. It's my favorite game of the weekend. Browns at Patriots.
Oh, boy. Here we go. This is a tough one. Nick Chubb, we don't know if he's going to be back from COVID.
I don't need Nick Chubb.
Oh, boy. The headline will be Myles Garrett feasts on Big
Mac. Yep.
Listen, Cleveland, we picked them last week, remember, against the Bengals, and they came through big time. I really think no Odell Beckham is addition by subtraction.
Yep.
You saw a much more loose Baker in the pocket, flinging it deep to Donovan Peoples-Jones, whoever that is, out of Michigan. And this defense is going to just absorb any offense that New England has. By the way, New England's top two running backs both suffered concussions last week.
Yep.
They're going to be down to the third stringer.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Bolden, go ahead and grab him in fantasy. We do fantasy news here. I don't think New England's that good. Their offense is winning with
Well,
Mac
they've beaten
Jones.
Zach Wilson twice, Sam Darnold, Mills.
Yeah, they're beating really bad quarterbacks. I know they beat Justin Herbert, but he kind of beat himself with that pick six. I like the Browns to go on the road and pick up the upset win.
Also, remember this. We had said before the year, on this show, we said Cleveland's defense will be good, but it's not going to be good early because they have 7 or 8 new starters.
Yes.
Last couple of weeks, you're like, oh, okay, it takes time for all these new pieces. They had 7 or 8 new defensive starters. So Cleveland's defense now is not their September defense.
And Denzel Ward is a game changer. We saw the pick six last week. He is enormous. I don't even think the Patriots have much of a passing attack to move the ball on them. I do like Cleveland here.
All right, tomorrow's headlines today. Vikings at the Chargers.
This is a tough game. I did get invited to this game. I cannot go. You know, weekends are busy. The headline will be Home Run Herbie. Justin smashes Mini. I'm sorry. I'm going against you, Colin. I got to go with the Chargers. Obviously concerned with the injuries. The run defense is a joke. The Eagles had like 230 yards on the ground. And their secondary is so beat up. They got practice squad guys coming on the field against Justin.
Chargers had to come back from behind to beat Philadelphia. So.
True.
You know, let's see. And by the way, they've not been a team that they were in a close one with Dallas, close one with Cleveland. So this is still, Justin Herbert is still, he's got under 35 starts.
It's a great teaser leg if you like, the opponent, the Vikings, as Colin does. I just wondered, a travel spot for Minnesota. You go to the East Coast, you lose a heartbreaker to the Ravens. You're on the field for, 89 plays? I saw you tweet about that.
Yeah.
Like, that's exhausting. Then you got to travel across the country.
You know what? That's a really good job by you.
Check out and see if Anthony Barr has practiced this week. He had the amazing interception in overtime. He's a great player. If he's out, this Chargers offensive line is very good. You know that.
Yeah.
I mean, they're great. I got to go with the Chargers here, Colin. A little disagreement.
That's interesting. I never thought about that. That's a great point that the Ravens had like 80-some offensive. That's like playing, and they went to overtime. So you got all the plays and overtime.
Well, what happened with Baltimore on Thursday Night Football? Long game, overtime, they could do nothing for three quarters.
Boy, I wish I would have learned that Tuesday.
Oh,
that's
geez.
A good call.
I'm sorry.
All right,
that,
that's very interesting. You do your homework. Tomorrow's headlines today. Well, I'm already 0-1, I guess. On my
Stop
5.
It. Come
okay,
on.
This game, I didn't, you know what? This game is so fascinating to me, I don't want any money on it.
Too
I just want to watch it.
Yeah, great game, too much uncertainty.
Seahawks-Packers.
The headline will be, no rust for Wilson. I think Seattle pulls the upset. We don't know about Aaron Rodgers' status. You know, I saw a report from NFL Network. Aaron Rodgers will not have to pass a COVID test. It's more about his health and the heart issues potentially from COVID. I just don't know if he's going to be able to play. And Russell Wilson, as you've seen the workouts, your guy, Russell Wilson.
Had a month off.
He is on a mission. I mean, the guy looks like an animal. People compare me to him. Obviously not the body, like the look. Joy, you can enter
really?
Last year.
Really? Do you look like Russell Wilson?
I don't know.
He's kind of good
looking.
You guys
have mocked it here. Oh, geez, Colin. Ouch.
But you know what? Joy brought up a really funny thing earlier that I didn't notice. Russell Wilson couldn't sit still at the podium. He's literally moving around. He's like, give me the ball.
Well, here's the weird thing. Geno Smith, like, kept them in the playoff hunt. You know, he performed kind of well. I think they won two games with him. And if Seattle can win this, I heard some of my buddies in Vegas saying, Jason, put a few shekels on the Seahawks to maybe win the NFC. It's starting to get wide open. We saw Dallas look ordinary.
You know what?
Rams.
You know what somebody said to me? So I loved the Packers in this. Ooh. And then a very smart sage said, remember this. Cam got COVID, came back in the first 2 weeks, was not right. Lamar got it.
That's right.
Came back, did not play. We've seen some, like, NBA guys get it. And the first couple weeks after COVID, you just do not have your lung capacity. And they said, you know, we don't know with Aaron, but these are pro athletes. Yeah. When they, off COVID, and I think anybody that's had it, there is a fatigue that you I mean, even when you have a cold, you know, for about 10 days off a cold, you're just, hell, if I fly cross country, I'm exhausted. So I think it's really interesting. Aaron may be fine, but there could be a fatigue factor. Yeah.
And Russell Wilson, we know he's on a mission. And by the way, the Packers defense is still hurt. No Jair Alexander. So I don't know who guards Metcalf. I don't know who guards Lockett. The pass rush on the edges has been weak without the Wilson brothers, or the Smith brothers, sorry. I don't know about the Packers right now. I think they're a little overvalued in the market.
That's a Fox game, isn't it? I believe that's an NFC Fox game, right?
I'm not sure.
It's not?
I really
it'll be terrible, boring. Nobody's going to watch.
Nobody's going to watch it. Russell Wilson returning to the football field.
I can't.
You're a Pacific Northwest guy. No wonder you and Russ are so tight.
I do not play favorites. You know I love the Chargers. I think I've picked against them three times this year.
And you love Joe Burrow, right? He came on the show this week.
That's not how we roll here.
I just thought of a segment for you. You and Russell Wilson need to do a workout together. I mean, he looks like a beast out there, and I know you're lifting like 5 days a week.
Well, you just told me that you look like Russell Wilson.
In the face. Can we get a picture music?
No,
of me and
it's not really that close. It's really
Joy,
not that
back
close.
Joy, back me up, please.
No.
Bruno Mars, fine. I'll take it.
I'm staying out of this.
I'd like to get out of it. All right. Hour 3, Josh Norman, Bucky Brooks, live in L.A. It's The Herd.